It is now 9:09 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell. And with us on the phone this morning is Mark Glassman and his movie reviews. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Jane. And I gather you're going away on vacation for a couple of weeks.
Yes, a couple of weeks. Yes,
and I'm going away, too.
Oh, so where are you going?
I'm going to Chautauqua in upstate New York, where
I go
every year and do a little bit of teaching.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, very nice. So we'll both be away, and then we'll both be back.
We will, for sure.
Anyhow, a couple of films for this week anyway, and then for a couple of weeks people will just have to fend for themselves somehow. We hope they can do it.
Yeah.
So the first one I thought I'd talk about is Bride Hard, which of course, as you can imagine, is a comedy. You know, you might remember Die Hard,
for
example. So Bride Hard reunites Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp, who are two of the major figures in Pitch Perfect, that whole series. Anna Kendrick this time. But the two play BFFs. They've been best friends since childhood. Only thing is, Rebel Wilson has a strange job that Anna Camp doesn't know anything about, which is that she's a spy, a brilliant, brilliant spy who actually is able to off people and go back and have a few drinks in Rebel Wilson style. So obviously this is going to play into the plot. The idea is the Anna Camp character is going to get married, and Sam, the Rebel Wilson character, has been brought in as bridesmaid, but she turns out to be so not around because she's doing espionage as well that she's the job is taken away from her by Anna Chlumsky, who is a wonderful character actor who was in Veep and was actually a child star as well. Lovely to see her, although she kind of overplays her part, but then it is a comedy. And Divine Joy Randolph, it's really always nice to see her.
Yes.
And she gets to be a bit salacious, which is kind of her thing. So there's a lot of interesting byplay. There's some good humor in it, or rather it's a good humored kind of film, until of course what happens is we have of course a plot here, and the plot is that the marriage is supposed to be taking place in a secluded beautiful mansion in Georgia, and the bad guys show up, these mercenaries, and they're there to take the money and espionage secrets out of a vault. And there's gold bullion. So Rebel Wilson, of course, somehow decides to take on all the mercenaries all by herself. Eventually, the Anna Camp character starts to participate as well, as do the other women. And I don't think I'm going to be surprising anybody by saying it's a happy ending.
Sounds like fun, though.
It is fun, yeah. It is fun, and I'm going to leave it at that. I think that it could have been tighter, you know. It could have been that much better.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, especially for the summer, this is a good-humored film that I think a lot of people will enjoy.
Right.
The other one, Meet the Barbarians, is also a kind of a comedy, but it's a French comedy. It's Julie Delpy, wonderful actor who's also become kind of an auteur. She writes and directs as well in France. And this one actually has a point. The Barbarians, the surprise is that a small town in Brittany decides to bring in, they vote for it, they decide they're going to bring in a family of immigrants, assuming they're going to get Ukrainians. Only they end up with Syrians, the so-called Barbarians. So, of course, what happens is some people think this is just fine, including the Julie Delpy character who plays Joelle, the leftist school teacher. But then there's a bunch of rightists led by Hervé, and Hervé is the local plumber, but also the local mean guy. And so it becomes a kind of fight between the right and the left. And the sort of big joke or complication is that the Syrians are not only not just barbarians, but literally the husband is an architect, his sister is a physician, the father, the grandfather or father of those two is a poet. In other words, these people aren't just regular folks. They're actually sophisticates, but people don't realize it. And so there's this battle going on as if they're kind of nobodies, and yet we actually are in on the big secret, which is they're not nobodies, and they're actually very interesting people. So it's a comedy. There is a lot of kind of byplay that is quite witty, and of course it's very political, and yet at the same time it does have a point, and it does chug along. There's enough incident that you follow it and find it all very interesting. Julie Delpy is wonderful. There's a bunch of character actors, none of whom are well known in outside France. But actually, just to mention it, Julie Delpy's father was a character actor and is now kind of in his late 80s, Albert Delpy, and he plays an over-the-top kind of eccentric called Eve in the film, and he's wonderful. So Great. It's nice to see Julie Delpy not only doing all the things, but even bringing in her dad.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So a film I would recommend very much, Meet the Barbarians.
Thank you very much. Thank you
and
very much.
And enjoy your vacation.
You too, Mark.
We'll
have a great time.
In a couple weeks.
We sure will. Thank you very much. It was
bye
Mark
bye.
Glassman with his reviews, Meet the Barbarians and Bryhard.